The Occupy Wall Street demonstrations are gaining national attention and are now spreading to other cities. But is the protesters' message, to the extent that they have one, actually reaching financial institutions and the people who work there? WNYC's Ilya Meretz scouted Wall Street looking for answers.
If you walk the perimeter of Zuccotti Park, you'll see people beating drums and raising banners, and tourists taking photos of it all.
We got sold out! Banks got bailed out!
But precious few men and women in suits.
It doesn't seem like the crowd here is really reaching the guys and gals who work in finance.
Two blocks down and one block over, on Wall Street, stockbrokers Rich Schaefer and Sperry Younger are leaning against a metal police barrier, enjoying a smoke. Despite heavy police presence, there are no protesters here, and Schaefer says he's been able to avoid them on the way to and from work.
Train lets out right here, and our building is right here.
And he's not interested in learning more.
I don't know what platform they're on, and there's other ways to go about it.
But here the two buddies differ. Sperry Young says rage is perfectly understandable if you're not a banker.
You know, you can't pay your bills, your credit cards are mounting up. I mean, if you've had a good job for 10 years and then one day you don't have it, in 3 years you can't get a new one, you're getting foreclosed on. I understand that they're upset.
The protests are now in their third week, and banks have had little to say. WNYC reached out to the major financial institutions in New York. Only Bank of America would comment, saying, quote, "This protest and others like it reinforce the urgency of sharing the important work we do. America needs strong banks for a strong economy." Many protesters would surely find lots to quibble with there. But Kathy Wild, president of the business group Partnership for New York City, says banks and protesters really do have some things in common.
I don't think they are structural enemies.
Wild believes the people making signs in Zuccotti Park and the high earners in the office towers above it are all frustrated with gridlock in Washington and the stalled economic recovery. While instability in Greece may be the most immediate concern to some CEOs.
I know CEOs whose kids are out of work. You know, recent college graduates that are out of work, they're saying, I don't know where my kid's going to get a job.
And that's a complaint that's hard for any bank executive to ignore. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meretz.